How you feel? I'm hoping I ain't walking the one myself.
Okay, so yes, Sam. So I'm sorry about that long hold.
I will.
I'm still in contact trying to find your provider. So just give me one moment, okay? Or would you like for me to give you a call back?
Yeah, do you know how much it was going to cost for the 6 miles?
So right now at this moment, I'm not quite sure of that.
You gotta get in touch with the provider first.
Yes.
Okay.
She don't know how much of it.
Yeah, she's still trying to get in touch with somebody.
Well, do you want me to? You want to keep waiting, or you want to just tell her? We're gonna wait and see what it be. We're tell her we're gonna wait. What you want to tell her?
We'll just wait.
Okay. Hey.
Yes, Sam.
Are you having a hard time? Do you think it's because it's late at night? It's why it's harder to find somebody.
That could be more than likely. I was still gonna try to reach out to see if I can find someone tonight. And as
okay.
well, are you sure that this shop is like open? Like
no,
the business haven't shut down or anything.
Oh no, yeah, it's
no,
open.
They're buddies of mine.
Yeah, they're open. We've done talked to them in person, yeah. They told
okay.
us that they have a hard time like with the address, like you have to use the address on Google. And that is the address on Google. I guess it's like the location where it's at.
Mm-hmm.
But we still need a tow, but we can, because he just said that somebody in his family said they might come look at his truck.
Okay.
See if they can fix it. So we might, can I hold off and then call back another time and have it towed if they can't fix it?
Yes, Sam. Yes, Sam. So you can always just give us a call back, okay?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking about doing. I was going to see if you were able to just look at the numbers and see how much it'd be if we had to pay additional money. But you can't find that out right now, can you?
No, ma'am.
So that's okay. You can't. I was trying to figure out how much we paid. How many miles it was over last time. To kind of figure it up. It's just, if we have to pay more, it's no big deal. I mean, that's
okay.
fine. It's just that came up 14 miles. But I think it ain't going to matter tonight. Anyways, we might just hold off. Tell me now I'm on the phone with her.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you can't find out that information right now, I don't want you to go through trouble trying to get a tow man, and then we just not get towed, so that's okay.
Okay, so you want me to just hold it off?
I think so, because we was going to do it, and he just said that somebody in his family said that they might be able to look at it and fix it, so if they can come over here and fix it, that's better than get a tow man.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and give you your ticket number, and I'm going to notate your account, letting the next agent know that, you know, you'll just be calling us back.
But... Now, with me calling you and you making a ticket number, that ain't going to count as me getting a tow, is it? Because I didn't get a tow.
Oh, no, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Okay. I don't want to have trouble next time when we actually get a tow.
Oh, no, ma'am. So, basically, me giving you your ticket number is just so you won't have to go through this whole entire process all over again.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. Let me put that in. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. My earrings. Okay. Yeah, let me save it on here. Okay. I think I have... I have the roadside number saved. I'm just going to save it under that. If I can open this thing up. Edit. Add instant message. I don't know if this is like for notes here. Add notes. Yes, I can save it right here. And instant message. No, it's a Skype. Hold on one second. I'm trying to see because I have the roadside assistant saved. I'm gonna see if I can put it somewhere on here and where I can just have it for next time.
Okay.
I'll put it here. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. So that ticket number is gonna be 10.
Mhm.
52.
Okay.
00.
Uh huh.
96.
Okay, so. 10-52-0096.
Yes, ma'am.
And it's a ticket number for the tow for this truck.
What we call it is the dispatch ID. So it's basically like all your information, like your first and last name, what's the car, and then you know what's wrong with it, and then where you're picking it up and where we're dropping it off to.
Oh, that's good. But let me ask you, so whenever I called in today, it sent a text message to my phone and I had to enter all the information. So what if it does that again? Do I just need to do that again if that comes to my phone? Or would I not do that?
Okay, wait. Say that one more time for me.
So So you know how, like, I called in tonight. When I called Roadside, it sent me a text message to my phone, and that's whenever I had put the information in, and it found my location. That's when it told me the mileage, 14 miles, and then it said just wait, and then y'all would call me. That's when you called me.
Okay.
And, but, so if I do that again next time, if we do need a tow and I do that again, if they send me a text message instead of me actually speaking with someone directly,
If you go through the text message way, you're going to go through this process all over again, and you don't want to do that. So you can just call us, and I give you our phone number.
Okay, yeah, let me put that number in. But say if I was to go through that again, is that going to mess me up since I already have a dispatch ID?
No, not really, because we haven't actually, like, dispatched this ticket out. So it's just like right now, like the ticket is just sitting. So it's not like it's gonna count against you or anything like that. So the only time it's gonna count against you is when you get like that text message talking about, okay, the company is coming out, their phone number and the estimated arrival time. That's when we, you know, like dispatch that ticket out. So that's when it's gonna cost against you. Right now it's just like nothing, it's just sitting.
So if I was to go through the text message again, it's not gonna hurt me.
No, but you'll just have in like multiple like different tickets in.
Okay, so yeah, I'll try to speak with someone. Let me put the number in right here.
Okay.
Because I just thought that was really easy how the text message thing worked. Because before, I think like that one night, the last show we had in April that you seen, we was broke down in Greensboro. Like that was like 35 minutes away from our home, and I called in. I had it in a hold for an hour for anybody to answer. It just kept on making, like, the whole music. And tonight was so much easier. But it was later at night, too. So I do
hear that. Like, a lot of people, they try to call in, like, around, like, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. And they always say that, you know, it's always a long wait and a long hold, which I've never understood that because, like, our calls come in, like, directly. So I don't understand why. It's, like, it's putting y'all in that waiting zone at, like, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, but I have heard that.
I waited like, oh my God, I didn't think nobody was gonna answer. I had honestly already called a tow guy, and I was just gonna pay full out of pocket and possibly request reimbursement. But I still sat on hold. Luckily, waiting on the tow guy. I waited on hold for like it was an hour, not a little bit longer. But they answered before the tow guy got there, so it still worked out where like the insurance was able to talk to the tow guy and pay for it. Worked out good, but I was like, oh my God, I'm on the side of the road and I gotta wait this long. But tonight, like, you answered, like, y'all called Dave was so fast. So I didn't know if there was something else I need to do or if it was just because it was probably the time of night, honestly, because it was later.
Yeah, but we are open 24/7, so it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Well, I don't want to say it doesn't matter about the time because I have heard a few clients say that, you know, they try to call in and it's always, like, a long dispatch. And we're not like, really that busy at night. So, like, I never understood why that would happen. But we are open 24/7. And if you call us during the day, it might be like a little wait time, but it's not going to be like an hour wait time, no. So always try to call us during the day or around this time, too.
Okay. Yeah, I will if I can. Now, let me see. What's the number, the best number to call for Roadside? Because I have a number here. I just want to make sure that if there's another number, I have it.
Okay. So our number is 888.
521 7244. I have so many different numbers. Oh my gosh. Like, this number right here I have is 756-6637. Somebody gave me. Roadside. But I'm going to save this one because I don't care. More numbers I have to answer. Okay, I got to say. So this is the number I should call, and I can speak with someone and then give them that dispatch number. And that.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that's good. All right, well, that's good. We'll just hold off on the tow tonight. If somebody can fix it, that'll be better.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
If they can't, then I'll just call tomorrow, and I'll do a tow.
Okay, yes, ma'am. And we'll be open tomorrow. We'll be open on Monday as well.
Okay.
Just know that some towing companies, they may not be open on Monday. So, you know, you might just be waiting a little while longer since it is like the holiday weekend. But, you know, we'll be open. So, you know, someone will always be able to assist you, okay?
Okay, yeah, that's good. I appreciate your help.
Okay, you're so very welcome.
Or anything else, you sure? Okay. Yep. That's all tonight. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And thank you for calling us, and have a great night.
All right. You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I'll text him.